Jamaica is gearing up to host this year's summit to mark the 10th anniversary of the Petro-Caribe Agreement. The conference will be held in Montego Bay on September 5. And on September 6, the heads of state will travel to Kingston for the official opening of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the Petro-Caribe Agreement as well as the upcoming summit. Here are excerpts of the interview.
The agreement enables Jamaica to procure energy products, crude oil primarily, but other finished products, totaling about 23,000 barrels per day. And it allows us to pay, the price of oil is below $100, 60% upfront. You pay for the product up to 60%, and then the 40% that you keep as part of a loan, a financing arrangement, that you pay off over 25 years at 1% interest rate. Mm. If the price of oil is over $100, then you pay 50% for the product, and then you retain 50% of the price. And it is put into this Petro-Caribe Development Fund, which is established under law, and it has been used to do so many different things. So that, in essence, has been the main features of the agreement. And of course, all the member states have similar features.
Yeah. So Jamaica would be in a far worse situation economically if it had to pay the market price.
There are many economists who believe that the Jamaican economy would have been far more severely ravaged during the recession of 2008-2010, that we couldn't survive as an economy without that. Because, you know, recently we were able to wipe out the debt that was accumulated, $3.2 billion. So that's the amount up to the end of last year that we were able to retain during the period of this agreement.
Yes.
$3.2 billion that we didn't have to pay out. Can you imagine the drain on our balance of payment and the pressure on the dollar?
On the dollar.
So you would have seen far more devaluation and we would have been under severe stress as an economy. Yeah. So this really has been one of the fundamental reasons why we have survived as an economy.
Yeah. But how sustainable is this? Because as conditions in Venezuela change economically and politically, isn't the viability of this under threat?
Well, no, not really. And again, from day one, it was opposed internally in Venezuela and elsewhere. The fact is that we are also guaranteeing Venezuela a market for products. And yes, you can say that the market exists elsewhere. But also, I think it enables Venezuela to really demonstrate its kindness to its neighbors and to ensure that those around it have stable existence.
Domestic populations, Minister, don't think in those geopolitical terms when they are feeling the pressure, you know.
And that's a risk that the Venezuelan government, since 2005, have embraced. This, they feel, is something that is worthy. And there is a philosophical and ideological underpinning, which brings me now to one of the other aspects of the meeting of the heads that will take place in Montego Bay on the 5th of September. And then the opening of the Simon Bolivar Center in Kingston on the 6th, because that famous letter from Jamaica,
Jamaican letter,
200 years ago, sets out the basis for Petro-Caribe. And it is out of that that the concept of South-South cooperation was developed. And I can say to you that rather than Petro-Caribe being in doubt under the current regime in Venezuela, I am confident that it's going to be sustained and even deepened into a new concept of an economic zone embracing all the member states. And let me just remind you that one of the aspects of the agreement is what we call the trade compensation mechanism. Mm-hmm. And Jamaica is benefiting from it. For example, for the last 18 months, we have been paying on the debt using sales to Venezuela of clinker, one of the products out of the cement company. Mm-hmm. And we're also expanding that to do other things like sale of fertilizer. Now, that aspect has worked so well that in further contemplation, the Venezuelans and ourselves, we are agreed that we could now look at deepening this process into an economic zone. So it is not only on petroleum products that you focus on, but you look to see what are the products, not only products, what are the services that are available in member states and how we can trade together, which is again the concept of South-South cooperation and deepening integration.
Some
of the
more
economies.
Opportunities will open
some
up
more
to
opportunities.
Jamaican business.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.